Welcome back, folks. I'm Mark Steiner, and that's Susie's Song by Bob Dylan. On this day, Susie Rotolo, who the song was about, died of lung cancer. She is seen on that cover of the album, walking down the road with Bob Dylan in his Free Willin' album, which is the second album that he put out. Anyway, we're now here with Baynard Woods, knows something about music, senior editor of the City Paper. Bay, welcome. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you, Mark?
I'm good, man. So tell me what's happening in this issue.
Yeah, speaking of music, we have a big long... Dan Deacon just came out with a new record, Gliss Riffer.
Gliss Riffer?
yes, Gliss Riffer. And it's really a great album, and I'm not always the biggest fan of his music, in fact, but I've been really hooked on this. And so Karen Peltier did a long, long interview with him where he really riffs throughout the interview on a lot of fascinating things about anxiety and stress and being addicted to stress and creativity, and wonders what happens in a world where, you know, him being an electronic musician, what if he'd been born in another time? Would he be a musician at all? And so, like, what happens to the people that would be great tap dancers when there is no tap dancing in the world? And so it's a really philosophical and wide-ranging conversation that really hits at some of the things that are great about Dan's music as well, that playfulness mixed with some serious business going on.
You also have a piece in here that's really interesting, in terms of political and social movements, about the young people who took on the campaign to stop the incinerator and how that actually might be working.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an amazing thing that sort of happened since we did the first incinerator story that Van Smith did a couple months back. And then the New York Times did some reporting on it, and so it was getting picked up. And now the city organization that regulates that kind of thing said that they decided a couple of days ago they're going to go in a different direction and not have a contract with the Energy Answers trash incinerator, which people had complained was unfairly burdening the Curtis Bay neighborhood that it was in, which is already overly polluted, highly polluted. And so it was really great to see that the Regional Cooperative Purchasing Committee, which is the organization that they have decided not to renew a contract with Energy Answers.
So what is the thing that pops out to you the most you might make sure people hear about in the paper this coming up week?
We've got a bunch of good art stories that are really really hitting it on this week. The one that I think is really impressive, RFP at the MP Collective, which will end this week. An artist, Amanda Burnham, has been in residency at the spot there over on Baltimore Street for the last month or so, and has been asking people to come in and imagine what this city would be like if it were an ideal city for them, and then incorporating that into her artwork, which is these big, crazy, room-sized black and white drawings of the city. And so it's been changing over the course of the month. So Rebecca Kirkman has been going over there for the last few weeks, looking at the way it's changing, talking to the artist, and also over on the west side at the current space, there's another show called 100% Yes Manifesto, where the Refugee Youth Project has been working on the same sort of thing. What are the things that they would agree to 100%? And then putting all of those and asking visitors to contribute as well and putting all that together in a manifesto. And given the kind of changes that are happening in that neighborhood with the Bromo Tower District, with Lexington Market, the plan there, it's really fascinating to see these two projects in that neighborhood both calling for input on what an ideal city and what a city might look like for the residents there. And so I think it's a great model of what the city could do a little more of, but it's good to see the artists taking charge on that.
Before we have to roll and shut down for the next program coming in here, so the article on Larry Wilmore, is the thumbs up or down? Is he funny?
It's thumbs up on that he's funny, and also that he's very different than the previous sort of Stuart Colbert models, in that it's more built around the round table model rather than the one host sort of cult of personality model, and that he's much more willing to, that puts him in a place to be much more willing to call himself wrong and to acknowledge when he has not always been correct on the evening before show or something like that. And so it's a really good analysis of the different kind of model that's coming in at the end of the Stuart Colbert era.
Always a pleasure, Bay. Baynard Woods is senior editor of the City Paper, talking about the week's issue. You can just pop it out of the box all around town and pick it up and run with it and find out what's happening in our town. Bay, thanks so much.
All right, thank you, and look out for our big Eat Guide coming next week.
Eat Guide.
Yes, our comprehensive guide to dining in the city.
I love it. All right, cool. Thank you, Boehner.
All right, talk to you next week.
Take care. On the way out of here, I'll remind you to take this email, Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at steinershow.org. Write Valerie at steinershow.org. We want you to join us on May the 19th for our focus group on our Soundbites production so you can help us make this program better. It's dinner, have time to talk to staff members, meet new people, and join our focus group. Just write to Valerie at steinershow.org to know how you can become involved. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern and Day in History research producer is Sienna Greaves. Theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. And way out of here, we're hearing Something by the Beatles. George Harrison was born on this day in 1943. To podcast the Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org. or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. I don't know.